In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Please be seated. Let me say again how great it is to be here. I love summer vacation. I was on sabbatical in July, so I was away. I did a 30-day silent retreat. It was fabulous. Some people are completely confused that I did that, but I thought it was great. Spent a month with me and Jesus talking to each other pretty all day. Just magnificent time of prayer and deepening my relationship with the Lord. And then in August, I was on vacation. And much as I love summer vacation and sabbatical time, I miss this. Like, this is the dream, right? Being with the parishes. This is why clergy are called to do what they do in many cases, because this is the joy. So thank you for letting me crash a party. I panicked. I was like, oh no, I don't have a visit. What am I going to do? I want to go to a parish. And so thank you. And this passage, I've been praying with this passage all week and thinking about it and talking to the Lord about it. And you know, first I read the passage, you know, thinking about, you know, what was Jesus trying to say, and I thought about the story from the perspective of, you know, those who get up at 5 in the morning and have been working in the long heat all day. Their role in this story reminded me a little bit of the older son and the prodigal son. It's like, hey, wait a minute, that voice that I certainly know in my own heart. And I prayed about it from the perspective of the landowner. And I was thinking about, I travel a lot as a bishop, and so I have some young folks in my neighborhood who cut my grass and shovel my snow when I'm away. And I'm always just grateful the job is done. I don't really know who's doing what, or, you know, I just know I, you know, come back and it's done, and I'm like, great. I don't know if somebody, you know, got there early and somebody else just kind of showed up at the end, but from my perspective, I'm like, it was done, and that's great. I kept the road safe, the sidewalk safe for students going to school, and things like that. So thinking about the story from the perspective of the landowner. But then I really spent a lot of time this week in prayer from the perspective of those who were hired at the end of the day, those who were hired at 5 p.m. And I invite you to explore with me perhaps a time in your life when you were chosen last. I know for me, it took me back the minute I asked that question. I was in the fifth grade and we were picking teams at recess for kickball. And I was not early on in the pick. In fact, if I wasn't last, I was second to last in that. So it just, I invite you to think about a time in your life when you've not been the first one tapped. Because I imagine when I think about those workers that were chosen at 5 o'clock at the end of the day, they probably had been there all day, right? We don't know that in the story, but as I might imagine, they probably had been there all day, but for some reason, they were not the ones that were picked. For whatever reasons that the person picking was looking for. And then it made me think about other spaces where people have been not picked. My family lineage is mostly English with some German and some Irish. And as I prayed with this passage and thought about those not picked, that very clear image in my heart and in my mind of Irish need not apply, very much a story in my family when the Irish immigrants came over from Ireland and my family coming from Cork, looking for employment and very much told, you know, the Irish need not apply. Perhaps at the end of the day, they might have been chosen for a task that needed to be done, but were not the first ones to be invited. This passage invited me to think about all the places where we exclude. Perhaps not by intention, perhaps by some intention that we're unaware of. We think about the realities and the good work we're doing in Connecticut and the work we need to continue to do around addressing white supremacy and an anti-black bias. Realities in our country, in our church, the ways that intentionally and unintentionally systems have excluded or not chosen, not recognized. The fullness of humanity that God has created. And God is always saying, you know, all of you equal, all of you equal. Beloved children of God, there's no hierarchy in this list. God is a God who says, I love you and you are abundant and amazing and I've given you breath and I've blessed you and I've called you into being and I want you to, I love you and I want you to go share that love with one another. And he's not calling us out by categories to do that. He's saying, y'all do this. This is all our work. This is the work of walking in the way of love. This past Thursday, I was meeting with a parish that's merging with another parish. And one of the parishioners of the parish that's moving out of their building and into the new building to become a new church was standing at coffee hour the building that they'll be leaving. And she noticed a parishioner who she didn't know very well, an older woman. And so she went up to the woman and she'd been worshiping with her for years, but didn't know her all that well. And she went up and she said, so, you know, how are you feeling about the merger? How are you feeling about, you know, going to the new church? And the woman said, you know, I drove up and down the street where the church is located and I couldn't find it. So I kind of think I'm not going to go. And this woman said, oh. Now, at this point in the story, if this had been me, I'm going to own that I probably would have said, oh, yeah, no, it's right across the street from. You know, I would have given them the landmark. The landmark, you know, there's a bike store, there's a fish, you know, Wet Pets is right there, right across the street from there, you'll find it. But that's not what this woman did. This woman said, do you have time? The woman said, yes. And she said, how about if I drove you over there and showed you where the church was? The woman said, I would love that. So she drove her over to the new church building, drove around the campus, and then drove back to the church building that they'll be leaving. And the woman said, you know, thank you. I think that's, I told her on Thursday, I said, I'm gonna work that into my sermon no matter what the gospel's about. I think that is that invitation to say, who are we not noticing? And how can we go out of our way if we're the ones that are being noticed? How can we be the ones that are going out of our way to notice those who are not included, those who are being excluded for whatever reason, and say, come on board, come on board. We're all in this together. We're all equal. We need to do this together. So I invite you this week to deepen your prayer in this passage. Think about the times in your life when you've been those early hires. Think about the times in your life when you've been the landowner and just grateful for the work to be done. And think about the times that you've been excluded and left out or chosen last. And then I invite you to pray with the Lord. How can the Lord help you to be His voice, His hands, His heart in the world that can reach out to those who are being excluded or left out or chosen last? And said, you, come with me. Actually, I'm going to follow you because you're first, and I'm going to follow you because in the eyes of the God who loves us, we are all equal, this beloved community, together. We have work to do, siblings in Christ, to be about this beloved community God is calling us to be. May each one of us deepen our awareness, our practice, and our commitment to walking and sharing the way of love. Amen.